This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, and I just want to take a few minutes and give you some thoughts for today. You know, we're entering into a time of year that people get caught up in family, they get caught up in holidays, they get caught up in different things, but I want to remind you that it doesn't matter what's going on around you, it is necessary to keep that relationship with God alive and keep that balance in your life. And I've been talking a lot about people getting out of balance to where they get so caught up in the natural that they let their spirit man more or less die or get weak or get weary. And when you do that, it's a lot easier for the enemy to attack you. So I want to read a verse of scripture, read a few scriptures. And this is found in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to begin to read from the 15th verse. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and weight, eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And the main thing I want to focus on is that 16th verse. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And Paul was one that knew about wrestling, he knew about warring, he knew about fighting. And Paul said in one place, he said, I do not fight as one that beateth the air. He said, but I've learned to buffet my body or bring my body under subjection to the working of the Spirit of God. So Paul was not ignorant when it came to dedication and relationship with God. And this is why he said here, for which cause we faint not. You can't afford to put yourself in a place where you get weak and weary and stand a chance of fainting. That is the reason that Jesus said in Luke 18 that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And I know we can't always get on our knees and, you know, spend hours and hours in prayer, but you can keep your spirit praying and keep your spirit man reaching to the Lord and stirred and reach for God to keep your spirit man alive and in focus and keep your mind on the things of the Spirit. And in this 16th verse, Paul said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So day by day, it is necessary every day. And it's not that you've got to get in prayer and stay in prayer for hours on end. But if you would set yourself a discipline of rising in the morning, and the first thing you do is get in the Word and then get in prayer. It doesn't have to be on your knees moaning and groaning and travailing. But let your spirit communicate with God. Let your spirit man cry out to God. And that's what Paul is saying here. Your outward man, there's things going to perish. And your outward man needs to perish. But yet, your inner man needs to be strengthened in that prayer and study of that Word every day. It keeps you focused. It keeps your attention on things that they need to be focused on, in this way you don't get overwhelmed. So many people get overwhelmed with the cares of life. They get overwhelmed in things that causes us to get our focus off of the Lord and off of our dedications and off of seeking God till we need to learn a balance. We need to learn that balance first thing every morning of studying that word and go to prayer. Every one of us can take 15 or 20 minutes to study that word and then a few moments to pray and strengthen that inner man. The first thing I do when I get out of bed of a morning, I have a Bible out and I have scriptures that I listen to. I have, programs, whatever you want to call them. They have Bible studies and I'll do some of those. They'll last 3 or 4 days or a week or 10 days. And a lot of times I'll do them in one day. If they're 3, 4, 5, 6 days long, I'll do every one of them in one day. I like that word. I like thoughts about God. I like different reflections that people give on their relationship with God and how they overcome things and war against things and strategies they use. And it will help you. Some of it will get in your spirit. Some of it I don't care for, but some of it gets in your spirit. And then as you seek God and let that word, because every one of them has a devotional, every one of them has scripture, and usually I'm in that word 30 to an hour, 30 minutes to an hour and a half every morning, getting my spirit man refreshed. It makes your day start a whole lot better. It gives you a better outlook. It gives you a better perspective, and it gives you that positive outlook for God to be real to you, and you will not faint and you will not get weary in well-doing. And this is Brother Metter, and this is my thought for today. And I'm going to be doing this along the way. I may not do it every day, but I'm going to try to do it every couple of days and give you time and help you and encourage you to reflect on your relationship with God. May God bless you till our next time.